All right, let's dive into the Supreme Court case, Goodyear Dunlop Tires v. Brown.
Yeah.
It's a head-scratcher when it comes to jurisdiction over foreign companies.
Absolutely.
A bus accident in France leads to a lawsuit in North Carolina.
Yeah, what's fascinating about this case is it really highlights the complexities of holding international companies accountable. You know,
right.
When you consider the nuances of general versus specific jurisdiction.
So the case revolves around two boys from North Carolina who tragically died in this bus crash outside of Paris.
Mm-hmm.
Their parents sued not just Goodyear USA, which makes sense.
Right.
They're based in Ohio,
mm-hmm.
but also three of Goodyear's subsidiaries.
Yeah.
In Turkey, France, and Luxembourg.
That's right. The subsidiaries had no offices, employees, or even bank accounts in North Carolina.
Wow.
They didn't directly sell tires there. Either a tiny percentage of tires from these subsidiaries did end up in North Carolina, but only through other Goodyear affiliates.
Interesting.
And here's the kicker. The type of tire involved in the accident was never sold in North Carolina.
So why did the North Carolina courts initially claim jurisdiction?
Well, they use something called the stream of commerce theory.
Okay.
Which basically says that if a company's products end up in a state,
right,
that state can have jurisdiction over them. But the Supreme Court shut that down hard in this case.
Really slammed the brakes on that argument.
They made it crystal clear. Stream of commerce is for specific jurisdiction tied to the case at hand, not general jurisdiction, which would mean the company is basically treated as a resident of that state.
So general jurisdiction is like saying a company is so deeply rooted in a state that they can be sued there for anything, even if the case has absolutely nothing to do with their actions in that state.
Precisely. It's almost like treating them as a legal resident.
Okay.
And the Supreme Court said, nope, not happening here.
Wow.
These subsidiaries, they declared, are not at home in North Carolina. You can't just drag them into court there for any lawsuit that comes up.
So the Supreme Court basically said North Carolina was overreaching.
Exactly. They leaned heavily on the concept of due process, the idea that it's fundamentally unfair to haul a foreign company into a U.S. court unless they have significant ties to that specific state, and selling a tiny number of tires indirectly.
Right.
That doesn't even come close to meeting that bar.
This case feels like it throws a major wrench into things for international companies, right?
It's a game changer. This ruling empowers international businesses to structure themselves strategically, potentially limiting their liability in U.S. courts. Think of it as a shield against being sued in states where they barely do any business, but it also sparks some serious questions.
Like what happens when a company operates mostly online?
Right.
Suddenly, physical presence isn't the defining factor.
Right. Goodyear v. Brown sends ripples through the digital world, raising big questions for e-commerce and any company with a virtual footprint. It's like we're trying to fit a square peg into a round hole, trying to apply traditional legal concepts to the borderless world of the internet.
Mm.
And this case doesn't offer any easy answers.
Okay.
You know, it forces us to rethink how we define presence and connection in a digital age. If a company's website can be accessed anywhere, does that mean they're subject to lawsuits everywhere?
Yeah, that's a really good question.
Mm.
The court didn't directly address online implications in Goodyear v. Brown, but they did highlight one crucial detail, the idea of continuous and systematic contact.
Mm.
It's not enough for a few products to stumble into a state.
Right.
There needs to be a deliberate and ongoing engagement with that state's market.
And that engagement can't just be attributed to the parent company. The court was very clear that subsidiaries are their own entities, and their actions or lack thereof are what determine jurisdiction. They even went so far as to say that using a parent company's contacts to establish jurisdiction over a subsidiary is a loose and spurious form of general jurisdiction.
So trying to blur the lines between a parent company and its subsidiaries isn't going to fly.
Not anymore, especially after Goodyear v. Brown. This case reinforces the importance of corporate structure. It's like building legal firewalls, making sure that each subsidiary is distinct and its liabilities are clearly defined.
It sounds like this case is a wake-up call for companies operating internationally.
Absolutely. It's a reminder that you can't just assume you're safe from lawsuits in any state. You need to carefully consider your structure, your activities, and your legal exposure in each market you operate in.
Yeah.
And of course, having sharp legal counsel who can navigate these complexities is essential.
Okay, so let's say we're lawyers representing a company that's being sued in a state where they have limited ties. How do we use Goodyear v. Brown to defend them?
The first line of defense is challenging personal jurisdiction.
Yep.
We argue that the plaintiff hasn't proven the court has the power to hear this case.
Right.
And Goodyear v. Brown gives us a strong foundation for that argument.
We point to the at-home standard and hammer home the fact that the defendant simply isn't significantly connected to the state.
Exactly. We highlight the lack of continuous and systematic contact, the fact that their main operations are elsewhere, and we remind the court that dragging a company into court in a state where they have no real ties violates due process.
It's like drawing a clear boundary and saying, this is where our client's legal obligations end.
Precisely. And it's worth noting that the Supreme Court's decision in Goodyear v. Brown was unanimous.
Wow.
All nine justices agreed on this principle of limited jurisdiction, making it a powerful precedent to have on your side.
It sounds like Goodyear v. Brown has really shifted the playing field, especially for foreign companies. But what about the people who are trying to bring lawsuits against these companies? Does this decision make it harder for them to get justice?
That's a fair point. The court acknowledged that their decision might make it more difficult for some plaintiffs to find a convenient forum to file their lawsuits. But they also emphasized that a plaintiff's inconvenience can't override the defendant's right to due process. It's a balancing act.
So it's not just about where it's easiest for the plaintiff to sue, but also about where it's fair and legally justified to hold the defendant accountable.
Exactly. The court is saying that convenience is a factor, but it can't trample over fundamental fairness. And they reminded everyone that there are other ways for plaintiffs to seek justice, even if they can't sue in their home state. They could sue in the defendant's home country, explore alternative options like arbitration or mediation, or even look for different defendants within their own state who might be connected to the case.
So Goodyear v. Brown doesn't completely shut the door on plaintiffs, but it definitely forces them to be more strategic.
Absolutely. It's a reminder that navigating the legal system, especially in international cases, requires careful planning and a deep understanding of jurisdictional rules.
This case really highlights the need for skilled legal counsel on both sides of the equation.
Without a doubt, Goodyear v. Brown is a prime example of why legal expertise is crucial in our increasingly complex and interconnected world.
It's been a fascinating deep dive into this landmark case. What are some of the key takeaways you hope our listeners will walk away with?
Well, first and foremost, Goodyear v. Brown underscores the evolving nature of jurisdiction, especially when it comes to multinational companies. The old rules of the game are changing, and we need to stay ahead of the curve.
It's a reminder that we can't just assume jurisdiction based on simplistic ideas like, if you do business here, you can be sued here.
Exactly. There are so many layers of nuance and complexity, and this case is a perfect illustration of that.
So if you're dealing with any kind of jurisdictional issue, getting expert legal advice is crucial. Don't try to navigate this on your own. The stakes are too high. It seems like Goodyear v. Brown has thrown a real curveball into the world of international law, especially for companies operating in a globalized economy.
It has. This case serves as a stark reminder that the legal landscape is constantly shifting and we need to be prepared to adapt.
I have a feeling Goodyear v. Brown is going to be a staple in law school classrooms and courtrooms for years to come.
Absolutely. It's a foundational case that has significantly reshaped our understanding of jurisdiction, especially in the context of globalization. It's a must-know for any legal professional working with international companies.
So we've spent a good amount of time dissecting Goodyear v. Brown, exploring its impact on both plaintiffs and defendants, and we dug into the nuances of general versus specific jurisdiction, the at-home standard, and the complexities of piercing the corporate veil. We even touched on the broader implications of this case for the digital age and the future of jurisdictional law. It's been a fascinating deep dive. Before we wrap up, is there anything else you want to highlight for our listeners? Any final thoughts or insights?
The most important takeaway, I think, is that Goodyear v. Brown serves as a powerful reminder that the law is a living, breathing thing. It's constantly evolving to keep pace with our changing world.
It's not static. And cases like this demonstrate how the courts grapple with new challenges and adapt legal principles to new realities.
Right. And it highlights the crucial role legal professionals play in navigating these shifts. We need to stay informed about the latest developments, understand the nuances of these evolving concepts, and advise our clients accordingly.
So the next time you hear about a multinational company facing a lawsuit in what seems like a random location, think back to Goodyear v. Brown. Ask yourself, are they truly at home there? And consider the complexities of jurisdiction in a globalized world.
It's a question that warrants careful consideration, and it underscores the need for expertise and strategic thinking in navigating the increasingly intricate web of international law.
Well said. This has been an incredibly insightful discussion. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into Goodyear v. Brown.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And to our listeners, thanks for tuning in. We hope you found this deep dive informative and engaging. Until next time.